Have you ever heard, do they ever have magnolia trees around here?
Just set here. They are set here. The magnolia is brought here. It's not a native. It's not a native here.
Oh. Now, when you were growing up, who took care of you when you were a little boy, mostly?
Mother and father, of course, yeah. I was stayed home with. Yeah. They was there, but mother was there with us from nearly all the time. She was there all the time, and Paul be gone. He worked on a railroad and stay away for a week or 2 weeks at a time. Well, mother was there all the time with us at, and she was at home then, and with us all the time. It mostly that's the. And that is about the way the other folks learn. There's no such a thing as having babysitters or anything like that. It might be that if she wanted to go somewhere to town and they didn't want to take us all along, they'd take us to grandmother's and leave us for an evening or something like that, or go see some sick person or like that. But no such a thing as babysitter.
Well, your mother and your father together would be called your... If you were talking about both of them together, you'd say they were your parents.
Yeah, that's right. Your parents can't take
care of you. When you were talking to your mother, what would you call her when you...
Called her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and mother. And we called Paul. When I can first remember, we said Pappy.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got the, then later we got bigger, we called him Paul.
Now, did you know that your mother what would you call your grandparents when you
called them grandmother and granddaddy? Now, I had a great grandmother, we called her Granny. That's the way we separated.
That was the way you separated.
That's the way they separated,
A lot of times now, like especially in those, if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she might say, "Now I better ask my
husband."
And if a man might say, "Well, I better ask my
my wife about that." Yeah.
Did people ever say? Did you ever hear a woman say she better ask her man?
That she would?
Better ask her man. Is calling her man instead of her husband. Have you ever heard? We were talking about a widow woman, somebody whose husband had died.
Yeah.
What would they call a woman if her husband had just left her? What would they call her?
Grass widow.
I've heard that. Never did know what that meant. Yeah.
It's a grass widow without word and just. They've separated.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see something that they would, it would be on wheels, and they would put a baby in it, and it'd be like kind of like a crib on wheels, and they
call it a baby buggy.
Ergo cart.
Uh-huh. It's first called, I think, it's called baby buggy, and they push them along on it.
So they would take the baby outside then, and they would...
Yeah, and go anywhere for the evening, you see. Go to church. They'd carry them to church sometimes. Mm-hmm. People walked lots back to church back then.
Mm-hmm. And if they were going to go out with the baby, they'd say, well, I'm
going to... Yeah, take a baby buggy along so they could push it, they could carry it all right now. Now, you couldn't do that when it's muddy. It was like it had to be dry, the weather dry.
Tell me again, how many sons and how many daughters you had?
Do we have?
Uh-huh.
We had 4 sons and 5 daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls are all living, and all the 3 of the boys, this boy right here,
mm-hmm.
is one died 7 years ago. The other 2 boys are living.